Welcome to the Conquer Your Mountains Week 15 podcast titled Unleashing the Flow, Tapping into Hidden Potential.
If you are following the Conquer Your Mountains reading plan, you are in week 15, that is the name Nehemiah. You provide living water.
My name is Amanda DeWitt, and I am the senior editor at Luca, the faith and inspiration imprint of Penguin Random House, South Africa.
And I am Mandla Moyo, the author of an inspirational book called Conquer Your Mountains, as well as a science fiction book called The Fallen Angel.
Okay, so let's kick off with this one. We're talking about unleashing the flow. So what does that mean? What's on the agenda for today?
Yeah, so there's an ancient story about how Moses struck a rock to release water. Today we'll explore how moments of breakthrough, like what Moses did, can lead to the release of untapped potential within us. We are searching for a three-way combination of ancient wisdom, modern insights, and practical strategies, which will unblock the flow and unlock our true capabilities.
Okay, so let's start with ancient wisdom. Is that in your book, Conquer Your Mountains? Did you discuss it there?
Yeah, certainly, definitely. I'll paraphrase page 56, which says, "You also have a rock inside you that is waiting to be cracked open for living water to flow out. Do not try to muddle the flow with a tap or a hose pipe that you can open or close. Let the water flow. That water represents your created potential. Flow at will and with abundance. Live with an attitude that you have the potential, the provision, that will help you fulfill your needs in this life and even for beyond this life."
Okay, so we have two metaphors here, a rock and the water being released. So will you care to elaborate on those and build on them somewhat?
Yeah, I like using metaphors. I think they are powerful reminders for a method like this. If we dig deeper into the metaphor of a rock, it represents trapped potential. See that rock as a symbol for the abilities that are stuck within you that haven't been let out. The creativity, which is a hidden reservoir within you that is waiting to be released.
Okay, so the rock is the unseen potential.
Yeah, it is. So it's like how a rock appears solid on the surface. You don't quite know what's in the rock. It could be precious minerals. Our potential is often hiding from view. Mm. It's lying between many layers of your daily routine, the self-doubt that you have, and the comfort zones that you run to. The rock is something that looks unyielding. It looks so solid, and yet it's got immense energy within. So if you look at a rock with uranium inside, when you look at it, you don't know that just 1 kg is harboring explosiveness. And that's what the rock can mean. In our case, that rock has water hiding behind it.
So we can have uranium and water. What else can be hidden under the rock?
Yeah, the radioactive water, which is but think of that in terms of the explosiveness. Yeah, so many rocks contain precious minerals, and I think the potential that we hide is like those hidden treasures. You like treasure hunting.
Mm-hmm.
It's that flow of potential that many of our listeners might be holding back. And that could be gifts. It could be a new talent. It could be a new way of doing business. It could be the way you can sketch, draw, paint, create new things in your life.
I like the idea of heading for hidden treasure and heading for treasure, because that means digging for treasure. So that means that you have to dig within yourself to see what you can actually find there, because there might be things hidden within you that you won't naturally think is within you. But if you, and that's the thing about hidden potential, it's hidden. So then how do we release that potential that lies under the rock?
So before you release the potential, you need to realize that rocks are formed under intense pressure. So if you look at a diamond, at some stage it was just carbon, and the huge pressure formed that rock into a diamond. And it might be situations in your life where what was meant for bad actually turns out to be for the good in your situation. But to unleash that potential, there is an actual action. A rock doesn't open itself up. Like open sesame, and there's your potential.
You found me.
Yes. If you look at what Moses did, he struck the rock. So there was a deliberate action. And that's what transformed the ordinary day into the extraordinary. And in our situation, we need to identify our own rocks and see what's hiding beneath the surface.
And what we need to crack open to see what's on the inside. So this all actually reminds me of that quote about Henry Kissinger, who said, a diamond is a chunk of coal that did well under pressure. So what if it's a very hard rock that is holding back our potential, like granite? How long does it take to release potential, would you say?
It takes a long time. So if you have a mine, for example, think of the long journey to, first of all, get a license to be able to open that mine, get a prospecting license. Then you start to drill holes all over the place to see where the minerals are hiding. Or if you're looking for water underground, I once had to dig a well point, and we had to make so many holes in the garden until we found the one hole where water could be found. So it takes persistence and a lot of patience. But even without that, rocks do disintegrate over time. So wind, water, other forces do break down a rock. And in the same way, our potential can take a long time to reveal itself. You can wait for it to emerge naturally, or you can be like a miner. Take your mining pick, your pickaxe, and start chipping away.
Put some sweat into it.
Yes.
So the need for persistence, patience, and consistent effort in mining your own potential, basically, is very important. And the metaphor of water, what does that mean in terms of our potential, would you say?
Yeah, so in my example, water stands for life. It's living water. It stands for the things that nourish you. It's the things that help us to grow and to be creative. If you pour water on a seed, that seed grows. So if you apply that to your own life, it's saying, what do I have which is just a seed and can grow? That can be a qualification that you've been working on, or it can be an opportunity for promotion or a new job. So many different things in life that are literally waiting to explode.
It should be good. So to bring it all together, tell me, how can we then apply all of this knowledge into our own lives practically?
So there's 7 things to remember to take away from this episode. And this is where, if you've got a pen and paper, you get it out. The first one is to see what that potential could be. What is that unseen potential? And I spoke about self-doubt earlier. Look beyond the layers of routine and your comfort zone, and say to yourself, what is it that I'm hiding, which the world needs to experience? The second is to look for that pressure release, that valve that you need to. So like in the example of Moses striking a rock, what can I do to have that release? What are those life challenges that are compressing my potential? And it could be, the people that you hang around with. Maybe you need to find a group of peers that are more helpful to helping you release your rock. Then thirdly is the spark of action. So in my example, Moses striking the rock was a deliberate action. So what is the first step that you need to do today to unleash greatness? And fourthly, you need to break barriers, because rocks can stand for obstacles, mental obstacles, emotional obstacles that hinder our progress. How will you break that barrier? And that could be going on an experiential journey. It could be exposing yourself to something totally new this week that you've never done. That will help you break that barrier. The fifth point with water as a metaphor is to think about what is that flow that you want to release. So I spoke about water nourishing a seed. What is the water in your example that will release your creativity and purpose? I mentioned earlier, persist and be patient. And the seventh is to always believe that you have a hidden gem. All of us have something more that we can give within our lives. What are those treasures that are waiting to be discovered?
Well, I think the treasures within these seven steps and guidelines that you've given us now are lying ready to be excavated. Yes. So I think they will definitely, yes, I think I will definitely need to go and sit with each of them and think about it deeply and see how it applies to your own life, you know, so that's really important. I like that. So I think the last big question before we close, often people hold back on uncovering their potential because they fear being exposed as a failure. Talk to the listener that is scared of failure and therefore stays in a comfort zone of hiding behind a rock instead of cracking it open to see what's inside.
So I don't know if you've ever gone surfing. I haven't because I'm scared of the deep water, but it's such a big metaphor when you talk about unleashing your flow, because when you unleash your flow and it's waves of water that you're unleashing, you can choose to lie on your paddle board on your belly. And if you do that, you won't fall. You're guaranteed to not fall, but you're also guaranteed not to progress quickly. Or you can learn how to stand on the surfboard and surf at high speed. And there you've got a risk of falling. You've got a risk of making the wrong turn. But I think that's the life that is more exciting. So I think instead of fearing failure, look at failure as opportunities to fall and get back up and learn something new. Look for the feedback that happens when you are failing, because every time you chip at that rock, you might not break through. You learn something about that rock. You learn how hard it is. Maybe you need a diamond axe for that rock. So the fact that you didn't make a breakthrough on your first hit of that rock doesn't mean you won't make it the second time. Every time you strike that rock, you add texture and character to it.
It's true.
Michelangelo once said that, like when he saw a marble, a rock, he said he saw an angel in the marble and he kept chipping away until he set him free.
That's beautiful. I love that.
I like that saying. Yeah, so often if you're Michelangelo, when you see a rock, you see the work of art that you can release out of it. And when you keep chipping away, and even if you fail, ask yourself, what are the lessons that I'm learning? If it's too big to absorb, close your eyes and see the sculpture within the rock that's waiting for you to release. And if you're a sculptor like Michelangelo, find a mentor, because even the best artist has someone that they had to learn from, whether it's a friend or a coach or even a book like Conquer Your Mountains. It could be something that and you shape your masterpiece. And I think if you keep chipping away, you'll eventually shape your rock and reveal the treasure that lies within. So my closing message is, even when it feels desperate or futile, keep chipping away. You'll release a work of masterpiece in that rock. And if it's not a masterpiece, you release the water that is waiting to be unleashed.
Well, thank you so much for helping us all to see past the hard surfaces of what things seem to look like and to look a little bit deeper into what our potential might be. So if you want to get deeper inside, read Manda's book, Conquer Your Mountains. It's available at all good bookstores and on Amazon Kindle. And if you want to go on an adventure with us, search for his science fiction book called The Fallen Angel. Bye for now.
Bye.